This bloke was huge in the 70s and he had a few hits of the 80s. He's still big now. He's still got the big hair anyway. We're going to ask him about that.
He does indeed. And he's the sort of bloke that makes you feel like dancing.
Oh, you'd say that. Leo Sayer, everybody.
Hey. How you doing?
Leo, seriously, you won't remember Bendigo. It was a long time ago, but gee.
No, I do remember. There's this big old hall there, isn't there? And we did a couple of gigs up there, and I think it was, like, just when I'd come over in 2005 with my Aussie band.
Yeah, gee, that long ago.
And we did a big show up there.
Isn't it funny because I had...
Harry Parsons, our monitor engineer.
Yeah.
Was making it louder and louder and louder. And I kept saying, turn it down. But then the audience was all shouting, turn it up!
And it's interesting because we had a lady who just loved you and probably still does. We did a meet and greet. And even, you know, since then I've had her say every time I see her, she says, oh, I loved it when, you know, I saw Leo. So people remember, don't they?
Yeah, no, it's lovely. I mean, every time I go back touring around Australia, I bump into people who saw me, like, yeah, some of them way back in the day, you know, in the days when we play the Festival Hall in Melbourne or the Hawarden Pavilion, you know, or the Apollo Stadium in Adelaide, all these places that are basically, some of them are there, but a lot of them aren't there any longer. And it's great. I mean, I seem to have this long affinity with this country. It's the first tour was in 1975.
Gee.
And it's just made a lot of friends in that time, you know.
And you've been living here for what? How many years? Since 2007?
2005
I came over. Oh, five.
Right. And I've just celebrated my 10th anniversary of being a citizen.
Oh, well
this
done.
Year. So it was 2009 they inducted me up in Canberra.
Mate, a couple of things we want to throw out to you. I mean, obviously the concert is Leo Sayer, Just a Boy at 70. I mean, the 70's the new 45, isn't it?
It seems to be. I mean, there's a little bit of a misnomer because actually it was May last year I was 70, but I think the marketing guys like
yes.
the title.
Here's
the ironic thing. I'll be carrying on this tour in Britain I'll be there in May when it will be my birthday, so I'll be the guy outside defacing the posters and putting a one against the zero.
Do you feel 70, though? I mean, you certainly don't look
really.
It, you I don't mean, act look, it, but do you feel it?
Yeah, look, there are days when the bones ache, and there's moments when you go to the doctor and he says, oh, you've got to watch out for that high cholesterol, or else, you know, the heart's playing up or something like that. And then you're kind of reminded of your age. But other than that, I don't really ever think like an old person. I'm quite lucky, really. And the music biz keeps you young anyway. I mean, doing this job is, you're doing something that the 20-year-olds do, right? And we're still doing it, which is remarkable. I don't think any of us older artists, and you take all the Australian artists, the British artists, you know, I mean, ask Jimmy Barnes and Ross Wilson and Joe Camilleri and Daryl Braithwaite, and we can't all believe that we're still doing it, that we're still being in demand, you know? Mm. That's what's extraordinary.
Yeah, Leo Sayer on Triple M. Hey, mate, just on that too, how do you think it makes you younger? Because you're right, we had Ross Wilson here a while ago. I think Ross is 72, and all the others you mentioned, and not forgetting John Farnham at 69. So what is it?
I don't know. It's just something about our age and the music that we, you know, our genre, our time, and the music we made then that has lasted the test of time. I mean, we made some very, very good records, and they still sound great on the radio. And I think it's all about the songs and the records. You know, I mean, someone like Ross produced a lot of the Australian records, and I mean, I think of the records that I made, like The Show Must Go On, One Man Band, Long Tall Glasses, all those really earliest records, they still sound hip today. And so I think that has carried forward. It could be a note on the music industry today to kind of say that maybe the songs, if the records are good, but maybe they don't have all the songs that we used to have.
Leo, we are actually going to get a song on of yours.
We're going to put a record on,
Leo. We're going to give a record a spin. But we will get back to you very soon. Leo Sayer on Triple M. He's going to be here in Just a Boy at 70. That's his tour at the Alumbra Theatre. And look, Leo, I'm going to have to ask you a question about shampoo when we chat very soon.
Absolutely, any time. No, don't. My note is keep changing it.
You've got a cute way of talking. You've got the better of me. Just snap your fingers and I'm walking like a dog.
I reckon he might get our gig, Kyle.
I reckon bloody he might Leo Sayer. Hey, Leo, I do have to ask you one thing. Yes. Your beautiful, beautiful hair. What shampoo do you use to make it look so shiny and healthy
and how
all
come
the time?
You still got it?
Oh, now that should be a trade secret, shouldn't it? Now, look, I keep changing products all the time. I can't even remember what I'm using at the moment, but it will be a different product every day. And honestly, every morning I get up, I just shower it, you know, I shower and leave water in it and then let it dry out naturally. But I don't know, I use all sorts of different oils and things.
At the end of the day, I mean, you're at 70.
Hair is everything.
Yeah,
it's
71. You've still got bloody hair. You and I are lucky.
Absolutely. No, it's nice that people come up to me and say you haven't changed and you look the same. Yeah. And I don't think I do, really. I mean, there's bags around the eyes and things like that, but a few creases in the face. But I suppose the hair is you know, allows me to keep this image.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
right.
Something funny. I was driving a few years ago in Cornwall, in England, and they have these massive hedges down these little country lanes. And they're very narrow, the roads, okay? So it's basically one car at a time, and then every now and then you get a place where two cars can pass. They sort of, you know, it opens out a little bit. And I heard this police siren, okay? And I'm coming down this lane, and I quickly dip into this little wide bit. And I didn't notice the police car was right behind me. And he rocketed past me. And then I drove on a little bit, a lot slower, because I was going quite fast. And then all of a sudden, the police car was coming the other way, and he stopped right in front of me. And he got out, he said, "You were driving too fast." And I said, "Oh, that's great." He said, "But I wanted your autograph, because as I was passing you," and he must have passed me about 100 miles an hour, about 150 Ks or so, and he actually spotted it was me. Because of the hair.
Not always a good thing.
I thought you were going to tell us that you went and hid behind the hedge.
No, he said, "But I wanted your autograph, so I thought I'd stop."
Gotta love that.
How could he see who I was? Just from the back. And that was it. He knew it was Leo.
Look out.
Oh, fantastic.
I
Leo.
Even in a flash car. So I suppose it's a recognition point, isn't it? It's a logo in a way.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It's a brand.
Yeah, it is. Your hair is one big brand. And to know that
you're... not a single shampoo company is sponsoring me. It's mean.
There's always time.
That's right. That's why I brought it up, Leo. Look, thanks so much for the chat. You are here in Bendigo, Yalumbra Theatre, Saturday, March 9. For tickets, you can actually head to leosayer.com.
You can get them there.
Absolutely.
Mate, great to catch up after about 15 years and a few beers, and we'll do it all again on March 9 here in Bendigo, Leo Sayer.
Fantastic. See you at the concert. Thanks for the support. Keep up the good work, Coggo and Kylie, on Triple M. We love you.
Triple M.